Mount Zion asafo Nyankopɔn asomdwee nka mo nyinaa. Hejole ahanyɛ fɛ. Peace be unto you. We thank God for giving us another beautiful Sunday like this to be in His presence, to worship, and receive blessings. Hallelujah. Yeda Awurade ase sɛ ɛnɛ nso ama yɛn ho kwan sɛ yɛmmra n'anim ɛmɛsom na ɔsom no mu no yɛmfa nhyira nkɔ fie na ɛnɛ nea ɔnam ne Honhom Kronkron so de fa asampanimfoɔ ɛso team ɔde ma yɛ no se culture the power of worship. Culture, the power of worship. Hallelujah. Yebe pensem pensi muka kra. Nan bajon sana no muma yen mumpa yen yen tuntume rade yisu kakra. Wuni nyamya wuma ye diye Woni nyanya wodi e ko bada yeda wasia esado yeiwaya esado yeda wasia pay my wife a pa. Baby, I'm beginning to be kind of intro. I'm going to cry. My shame, my shame, 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 shame. Now, I believe that one day when we meet in heaven, we'll look even better than this. Hallelujah. Because heaven is the goal. Heaven is the goal. I tell you, I'm beginning to be kind of intro. I don't know. I feel say. From some conferences, let me say, if you feel some sorry, I know, me yes, and yummy tea, something I may turn us. As we come, had they be, I say, me not mean your papa cry, hallelujah. They can't show crying. I'm saying this so that it will encourage you that it's not only holy people or, you know, straightforward people who are called. When God calls you, the Bible says, when you know, when He calls you, He tells us He sanctifies you. Hallelujah. They be me can say, me am not here, cannot pay. They call club and run on me, sorry, mother. Now, so, Eradin, I'm not some so, kakakaka, and eh, me so, midnaha, eh, and I say, hallelujah. The bomb, I say, more am with here, so. That should be a friend of my museum would be moon in Bible pie and also how many had that. That could be a day ever famous who not what can say ya amen. I'll try to speak English and chi, but it will be a lot of chi because of the theme that we have. And the theme on them is a culture, the power of worship. Culture and Casano. You know, we come from different places, but let's say in Africa, we have cultures that are peculiar, especially yeah, Ghana, and you know, our sister here in West Africa. Actually, we have some cultures that are dominant in that. And so we worship differently. Even our worship is different. Yes, we cry and to say obiaso. If let's say we walk into a non-African congregation, you call asafwa, and yet if as Africa for and Ghana for bibi amu yo and to say niye wahano anamibwa. In fact, this congregation itself is based very much on our culture. Sa asafwa yanka sa ye woman. Ejina ye amanye ene amame so sa ya ye difri ye krom enu so ye jina ye te hane ye ba chom mbe bo ana enu ti ye front ma bo duku no because o ka professor e hu sa de bi ho. That is the culture. The other thing is too that even though because it's our culture and we've had children ya wo ma eso, I don't think there's any Ghanaian child who doesn't know how to say I want jollof. Ghana anybody knows what jollof is. Most West African countries eat jollof. And you know, that is part of our culture. Our food, even the way we get married. The two families sit here, one sits here, and then the groom comes and asks for the hand of the bride in marriage and all of that. That's our culture. Over here, we go on one knee, will you marry me? Or say, yes, I'll marry you, and they set their wedding dates. Yet, the answer. It is a diet, it's not an engagement. Actually, it's not an engagement. It's a traditional marriage. That is our culture. We are marrying us, getting married that day. So, since a culture, no, I'm saying, Yehumu, a yikakra. Now, culture, na Yehumu, differences, Sano. Afe, na ye baby, say, who say, Bidikanka said this church is predominantly a cultural church. Sometimes, mostly is a good thing. Mostly is a good thing. If you say, "Ye niyoma ya ye ufiye ye dasukure muwa," but there's a negative side of it. And only the ye disparity with the youth. Ibachamutiye. That's the disparity because me, I'm very biased for the youth. Ibachamu vanchemi. We stand say, see, and yeah, you know, it is sad, yeah, hallelujah. And today, my central scripture for this particular theme that I'm preaching will be the Acts 2, 1 to. Can you please start projecting that for me as an Acts scripture? Now, you say, this theme didn't come by accident. Say, the cultural power, the power of worship. First of all, when we worship God, or we send out messages of worship, or when we are here like this, things happen. Nyema sisi say ye sumeradi year. Nyema sisi eti bi biara ebesi obi kwan. Emma old me nyan ya yen yenyano a problem. Please, are you getting what I'm saying? If we I know we are doing things culturally, but anything that we do that is cultural, that takes away the help or the for them to grasp what we are sharing. You know, like my sister is sitting here. I almost spoke Audrey, which would have been very painful because she's an African, she's a West African, but she doesn't understand Chi. But just in America, no more to say. It is a ABI, if it's not me, me, Bahana, me, cup, Chi, Kwa, and that's my, the bro, for Kaka, for not, be before. M say, and once I'm named Penny Fui, Edia Brain. Please, if you can you project it or no? Maybe I should read it myself. Acts 2, 1 to 12. Can we start from the first two? Mekain. Okay. So it says, and suddenly there came from heaven a noise, like a violent rushing wind, and it filled the whole house where they were sitting. I said, "Where the engineer is? Send a prayer fast, I did we see Jesus Christ. Or catch the cell phone and say, 'Montana Jerusalem, ekusisa unkunkunu beba ebe mama hunting.'" He told his disciples to stay in Jerusalem until the Holy Spirit came on them and gave them the power. My Bible, when I read it, said, can we go to the next verse? Can we go to verse 1? Because I think we missed that. That's very important to me, verse 1. Verse 1, please. Yes, one analogy. Or see, they were all together. They were all together. When they were all together. The Bible said they were all together with one accord. Now, they were together. When the day of Pentecost came, they were all together in one place. The Bible said they were there in one accord. Just say, now, my dream, I'm going to Omo bibia na aye baako saa time no na enumu no e na hon kronkron no e ye den na yesi na omo bompa na kronkron e bowura adem ho. The Holy Spirit came mightily upon them like tongues of fire, and they started, now you can go on to the other verses, and they started speaking in other languages. After almost started kan kasa foforo na awon asem a e wo mu ni se abra mo kasa kasa foforo no obi biara ogyina ho so ye nkrani so ye twini so ye amrani so ye dagombani. Everybody could hear it in their own language. Hallelujah. Which means that this is how God wants his word to be spread out. Everybody should be able to experience the word of God in their culture. Who's anything I'm saying yesterday is culturally based. Say be ya ye nema e be ya no ye ma to say JY for now, YPG4, Ebba, take you over. So, move the young one over here. Me crying a minute. Now, me listen, me, my minimum sisters, and tea, her ground. Most of the me brothers, we will have a problem. Because that's not our culture. This is our culture. This is how we worship. And because they were speaking in different terms, everybody understood it. That is how God intends us to translate his word. me kwa Ghana me kwa sorry bi me de me kwa Ghana me kwa presi na me baba ko ye MD o I sorry the ICGC no se me kwa jam ye call. Everything was perfect. The music was we bought voice and I put on to me 35,000 without me investing in Mount Zion music. Imagine. You see, when you hear good sound, Obi rather than when you hear that, sound as a pair. Obi sound, Obi say, why is the sound so loud? But yet, the answer, you know, to me, yes, sir. So I digress. The music was good, the sermon was good, everything was good. But if you honor, I missed something. When you madam me say the choir processing and recessing. You see, that is a seal for me. When the choir processes, I know that we are about to be in the presence of God. We're always in his presence, but here we are in the front of his throne. Yabana do my choir for process here. And when they recess, I know that we are leaving the throne, but we are still in his presence. Hallelujah. You see, so these are cultural things. You know, these are things that are peculiar to us. But that when I say the challenge is, and where these people spoke all the language everybody understood, and when I hear so, say asafo no, yet me boy your home modding, na yeden, yet me boy, na a yesa, a mafro. We need to help, even though we do this culturally and we speak chi. Like I said, sometimes there are people amongst us who don't speak it. It is like when we speak English or maybe Ghana, we don't do that. We have to try. If we do that, eboa, mistress, patience. Let's have patience for those things, because this verse tells us say, because everybody had also maybe they tried to build the Tower of Babel, and then Yakupo exercise mukasa na mukai. Before they all spoke the same language. And I'm going to try somebody see tower. When Yankopo and Yankopo said that before him, Jamwa, Yabesiemwa. So he changed their language and everybody started speaking different languages. But the Bible says that on the day of Pentecost, when the Holy Spirit came upon the apostles, everybody understood what they were saying in their own language. Hallelujah. And that brings us to another point that I want to raise quickly. And I mean, the point that I want to raise is about worship. The act of worship itself. Sometimes we don't reverence God enough. So what we do that is hard for us to even do it. Talk about him or reverence him to other people. If you say, "You can be me say choir process here," not just say you are doing even anything. Or more recess here, not just say you free here. It's and at the minute the choir processes into this room, as I said, only pay dia a ye dimerade. Hallelujah. Send your beya, nya ye jano, ye ben ye mu to me. You see, there is power in worship, but sometimes we don't experience it because ye hen ye me biare biare, it's nya, it's a ye nya no, ye nya. The disciples were in one place. Jesus said, "Munko ha, wait there." They followed his instructions carefully. This church, our culture is that when the choir processes and they come in, we have to be silent before God. I feel crying and come, sorry. Sometimes even in the midst of praise and worship, the one thing that God Isaiah, no born nobody. Also, God said, every knee shall bow and every tongue confess. It came from his own mouth. Eti Abra, ye jinaha, ye tuntu me radeno, I feel crying and you move on come. Afina obi just say nyema enya na enfata enye ye na ebede na sai jani bia beso ya pampa so kra na ye dibia kwa kire afoforo se na ehiafo ye. Hello ni pacho mi ka hello anam jasa usu ye bia na eni sa meka no. So do we have that reverence for God when we walk in here that we are in worship? And so, the minute we are here, everything is second. Because Nyakupo, for 1 minute, the real say oxygen, baby, we are saying, but you're the busy. Or if God takes his attention from us for 1 minute, that he has to do something else, we will not survive without oxygen. We will not. Because in the oxygen tank, the crown, The person who is doing it, how many oxygen tanks are there in the world to cover everybody at this point? So we should just make sure that we reverence God that way. We reverence, in Isaiah read, you know, he himself was giving us, see, and I dare me fairly say, he wants people to be together in worship. Onyankopon likes the gathering. He likes the gathering, whether in whatever culture it is, he likes the gathering for him. Sometimes people say, oh, sorry, cry, so I'm quiet. Onyankopon, wait till you have some. Yes. Now, so when you might be, in the Acts chapter, I read, you know, why didn't Jesus Christ tell everybody to go home and at midnight the Holy Spirit will come upon them? That didn't happen. Or see, be together. We have to be together. Last week we had a revival and prayed and asked for the finger of God to move. I'm sure the finger of God is still moving. Now, Adiamihuli said, because you better pray as everybody who shows up is on a mission, you know, your bomb fire. There is power in that. Hallelujah. There is power when we meet to pray. There is power in that kind of worship. And sometimes I'm sorry to say, when we meet to pray here, the worship is there, but you know, we need to be of one mind. I promise God something that I will never talk about. May he forgive me, but that's what I'm saying. So I said, me can you. When the moment you sumer ade, I will go home to carry mo. Na yen timin chia mana mana yen yen yanomo en she eradiasem no musomu who say you ye wenyami bi wahu ye wenyami bi na di oya diema yeswa ya momo who say ampa wei en waya mami na yen mahu kwain na nyamia seveno yen timin treche. I know that we have English service, which is good too, but sometimes when we come here and we try to mix it together, it's okay. Like I said, we have different cultures. In Ghana, when you're pregnant, before there was no baby shower. Your Ghana, you my baby shower be any more. Me boy, oh what? Me a better plan. You need to seek a better to play to mama. Now they're mako. And I'm me mama. No say it's any any yellow. It's for high baby shower. So if we have accepted the culture, say even though you're a minority, culture you're baby shower. Now so I have any baby shower there. Then we should accept the culture, say, we have to try as much as possible. Say, if there's somebody we need to, we have to accommodate other cultures. Because younger Sakrana Brafu Somnoye is not for us. We play the drums, we dance, we jump, we do things that are in line with our culture, but still worshiping God, and God shows up. Hallelujah. God shows up. Nyamakrona worship, no. Nyamane ewa hana so. The other side is omu yebiu, anaya muhu. Ayyabu sumfono, omu sumponchu niso. No omu yede, omu sa. Minka culture say, yesa kete, anadwa, nyano na meka. Meka, omu esuma bosu mangasa. Omu sumu tumi bubos bisusa. So, no more charm, no more charm, and no duplicate and fake of your media. Because as if we boss, we need a child, we need a child, we need a child, and I enjoy a whole other. Aha. So, the bottom line and the tall and short of the culture, the power of worship, from the mind is saying, yeah, 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 a boy, I'm yet in your mea, because yes, if you be nearby, it's that time now, bro. Yes, and I, yes, you're near tea and when you're easy. Sir, say, yet to me, adopted baby shower, and then you're a culture. And say to me, adopted, sir, dear way. You know, sometimes I, sorry, if I was sometimes I hear, oh, it's handling your toy, and sir, check, you know, it's okay. But as much as we do that, we have to be conscious and say, Nipana, ye be dear, minimum real, some nomino. Sanyum na yetuno eti omosan be in tune with the culture that we have, so that you everybody goes with it. Some but I'm watching a major national. Me go for bibi e ma awo me to awo ntumi nto na fe na chese honhom na I'm sorry say na yepe eti no na eno na na urade e pese eti ase kasa e ba ya afu bia ate ni dia sentences hasem no e se ko kasa bi mu. First, bro, phone see Roman for a Bible, Roman phone call, and answer me. Now we have the Bible, your Bible tree, we have Bible God, We have Bible in every, pretty much every language in the world. So that actually was fulfilled. But I want us to experience the power of the Holy Spirit personally too. And yeah, that we do that, but I want us to experience it personally. There should be, you know, not in even just in prayer meeting. There are days when we come here when we pray and we worship. Hallelujah. Because that's the power that we have in worship. You know, we cannot just be worshiping every time and don't see any power. The power that came on the apostles at the time, it did. You see, when the power of God comes, it's not silent. It doesn't come like quietly. The power of God comes with power, authority, and fire. All I speak in is English and tree, and so that's all you hear. But when these people open their mouth, everybody, mo femo, you know, I'm a real, hey, in crying number. 18 me pamucho, and then the missing me in India is a very simple thing. Yesum, send a yen, your tray is yesum. Now, so as I said, your boho modern say, yes, you bet us if you are high. Na yensu ye betimi amani pe bia omo ye ma no especially ye nti o ma se so I'm going there culturally because they were born here. We try ye dem ko jy, we try them to teach them to learn the culture of the church. It's good, but the same way that we agree that there should be I don't know anything baby shower, no, because that's their culture, it's not ours. Omo ya baby shower na ya penusuma omo pepepe. I didn't know. Yes, son, yeah, yeah, no. But there are ways of doing. I saw no man giant. Say, hey, why are you so far? Na mesre. We papa down for your breakfast. You have the same culture that we have, but omo ya Christopher, hallelujah. Eti maya maya ni ye em pamo omo. I say ya miyasu ye maya ni daho kakra. Edan mini kola ni kasa sa me kan no mata me kan. I'm saying, you know what? If you almost say no. But you like it, almost say yes. So it's a culture. And I'm explaining to you, because I grew up there, that no auntie means happy. But I'm not saying I'm not saying no. Obiyan yuwa washa da zoko kachiro bina nera ho se, sorry, oh man. Yen ye culture ni bino no. Hey, now I'm saying no, I'm not saying no, I'm not saying no, I'm not saying no. In our culture, there's nothing wrong with it. But they get so offended. Some of you parents, you don't even know what I'm talking about. I'm serious. Why? Why should they do that? So these are some of the problems that we face in culture and in the church. And I'm praying that with time, as we pray and as we're empowered by the Holy Spirit, God himself will give us the guidance. Now, we find a way to meet them. You know, like how God met all those different speaking people, and they understood what he was saying. May God grace us with his spirit, guides them. He guides us too, and shows us the way. Because if you have any other kind of things in my bread, I'm going to ask you right there, I'm going to help you. I'm going to help you. Sorry, yeah. Christ, yes. Now, I'm going to help you. So, I'm going to help you. Father, we thank you again for your word that came this morning. Standings are many. Father, we pray that you give us the knowledge, Lord. The Bible says that if we need knowledge, if we need wisdom, Father, we should ask you. At this point, that's what we need for that cultural differences, that gap that's between us and our children. Erade me bom pa yese sambe, erade sa mintim wase kakra ewo ye ni ye man kuma imu. If you say, I'm a woman, 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 I'm